Manu Patra alerts dated the 22nd of October 2018. Delhi High Court has asked the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority, IRDAI, to explain the reasonableness of not granting insurance cover to people suffering from congenital anomalies. Delhi High Court has upheld the termination of services of 16 Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, personnel who were suffering from color blindness or defective vision. Delhi High Court has asked Delhi police to protect a man after he alleged that a woman who has lodged a rape case against him is harassing him physically and mentally. Bombay High Court has ruled that filing false complaints against in-laws and spouse would amount to matrimonial cruelty and also observed that such kind of a conduct amounts to mental cruelty. Bombay High Court has questioned Mumbai University on its decision to conduct law examinations at college level and to implement the 60-40 marking system and observed that university is making a mockery of the legal education. A Delhi court has framed molestation charges against former TERI chief R.K. Pachauri in a case of alleged sexual harassment lodged by his former colleague. Bombay High Court has turned down a petition filed in the court to uplift the DJ ban which was implemented this year during Ganesh Chaturthi. Bombay High Court has said that partial occupation certificate granted by the Mumbai Metropolitan Region Development Authority, MMRDA, to Bellissimo Crown Bulmut Private Limited, a Lodha Group company, for its new Cuff Parade project in Vadala is within the rules. Bombay High Court has prohibited Pune police from taking any coercive action against civil rights activist Gautam Navlakha and Professor Anand Teltumbe, who are accused in Bhim Koregaon case. Bombay High Court has said Me Too campaign is only for the victims and it should not be misused by anyone to manipulate a victim to level allegations of sexual harassment against anybody to settle their own scores. Bombay High Court has rejected the bail application of a 27-year-old call center employee from Nasik who was accused of posting videos and pictures of his sexual acts on social media. Madras High Court has dismissed a PIL which sought a direction to the authorities to withdraw the permission granted for running the Good Shepherd Matri Kulati-owned school in Ayyappakkam village, Chennai, and observe that PIL at the instance of a third party to a civil dispute is not maintainable. Madras High Court has refused to stay appointment of new pontiff to Srirangam Math and asserted that it's high time secular courts refrained from interfering in religious practices. Kerala High Court has allowed a plea of the lesbian live-in couple to live together and observe that such live-in relationship between lesbian couple is neither a crime nor illegal. Madhya Pradesh High Court has directed an inquiry to be conducted against all those involved, including a lower court judge, in the passing of an order by the judge after the case had already been transferred to another court.